On Valentine's Day, 1967, 22-year-old photographer Robert Hodierne was on the Bong Song plane in Vietnam. Like many photojournalists, he had two cameras around his neck, a Nikon F-35 and a Leica M2. When the troops he was with were ambushed with machine guns, Hodierne was positioned behind one of the fatalities. He captured Sergeant Joe Musial as he assessed his next move.
And the expression on his face means a lot to me. He's perplexed, he's concerned, but he doesn't look scared.
Hodierne is now the chair of the journalism department at the University of Richmond. For many years, he had a copy of that photo titled Ambush on the wall.
When people would ask why, I'd say, so, you know, no matter how bad things get around here, at least nobody's shooting at me.
Hodierne later enlisted in the Army and worked for the Stars and Stripes. In addition to the violence of the front lines, he captured everyday life for soldiers and the impact of the conflict on Vietnamese citizens. A series of photos were taken after troops burned a village to the ground, following the death of several soldiers.
This is a Vietnamese woman trying to throw dirt on the burning roof of her house to try to put the fire out. And in the background is, I believe that's her son. He was about 10, 12 years old at the time.
Over the years, during lectures and presentations, people would ask Hodierne, were you ever scared?
The answer to that question is no, I really wasn't while I was taking pictures. There's something about looking at the world through ground glass that puts just enough distance, makes it just enough unreality.
Hodierne continues to work with the veterans. He's an instructor with the Mighty Pen Project at the Virginia War Memorial. And this October, he's staging a play about the My Lai Massacre, using dialogue from the soldiers involved. Another local professor is highlighting the contributions of female photojournalists during the Vietnam War. Renee Garris is a humanities professor at J. Sargent Reynolds and Germanna Colleges.
Up until Vietnam, all of the photographs were censored by the U.S. Army or the U.S., depending on what agency they went through. But Vietnam changes everything, and there's no censorship of stories or photographs going out.
Wisconsin native Dickie Chappelle started as a conflict photographer in World War II. She was known for wearing pearl earrings and green fatigues.
So Dickie Chappelle went into Vietnam a number of times, sent by different agencies, and sent some of the first color photographs back that proved that we were sending more than just advisors on the ground. She sent back photographs that were published that showed supplies, food, armament, and more men than what most Americans knew.
Dickie Chappelle was the first female U.S. war reporter killed in Vietnam.
In 1965, she was out on maneuvers with Marines. She generally went out with Marines. And the morning had started, people had packed up, moving on. A Marine in front of her stepped on a landmine. She took shrapnel in the neck, and there's a photograph, an iconic photograph, of her receiving last rites.
Garris says Chappelle died loving what she did. When her coffin returned to the United States, it was draped in the American flag and was accompanied by a Marine honor guard.
And that's something that very few photographers got, but she was really beloved by the Marines that she always went out with.
Another photojournalist was Parisian Catherine Leroy. At 21 years old, she went to Vietnam with $100 in her pocket and her Leica camera. Within a few months, she took an award-winning series on the border of North and South Vietnam called Corpsman in Anguish.
It's a series of four, and you see a medic sort of leaning over a body, maybe his buddy, someone who's been injured. And then the next photograph, it's his ear is maybe listening for a heartbeat. You see him sort of laying his head on the chest. The third one, you look up, he's looking up, and you can tell it's that moment when he knows this person is gone. And then the next photograph, the scene is empty except for the body. The medic had to move on to the next person.
In 1968, Catherine Leroy would be the first photojournalist, male or female, to parachute into hostile fire with the 173rd Airborne Brigade. She also survived a mortar attack. After recuperating, she would return to the front lines in Vietnam and later cover conflicts in Iran, Lebanon, and Afghanistan. Phil Lyles, WCBE News.
Find more stories, photos, and videos in our local series, Vietnam, Virginia Remembers, at ideastations.org/Vietnam War.